Welcome to the Don't Panic Radio Show. I'm Steve Benson, that's Paul Schultz, and that is Superfan James. And nothing you're about to hear is true. Don't know, the Do It Indy Radio Hour is a dear friend of our program.
Yes,
it's MP, it's Tolan, and it's local music. And God bless them; they're doing God's work over there. They're promoting an ideal. We're just trying to make people laugh. They're trying to actually contribute to the local music scene. But anyway, so what I'm trying to say is they're way better than we are. Like, as people, morally better. I'm not saying they're better at doing a podcast. Clearly, that's not the case. But
here we go again.
Better people than we are. Clearly. But I will say this. We have cleaned up our show for good reasons. I'd be happy to go into them later. Not right now.
Right.
We've got other things we need to get to
right
now. But I went on their show. They know that we've cleaned up our show, and they said, we haven't cleaned up our show, so you can talk about whatever you want to talk. And I was like, no, it's cool. I was like, I don't feel the need to do the potty humor like anymore. I feel like I'm talking about what I want to talk about. I don't feel restricted at all. And they said, well, we just wanted you to know. And I was like, okay. Let's light this candle. So they went live, and I had every intention of just being me and talking about regular everyday. There were kids present, just regular everyday kid stuff. MP asked me what I would be doing if I were not there at his show, because I've been alone this week. My family's out of town. I've been by myself. And he said, what would I be doing by myself? I knew when he asked that question exactly what he expected me to say. but it wasn't true. I told him the truth that I would probably be playing this game called Classic Empire, which anybody who's been gaming since the 80s knows what Classic Empire is, but I started to explain it a little bit. And then he goes, "Oh, I know what it is. It's the masturbation board game."
That's true. And then you were like, gloves came off. You're like that meme. Yeah. The papers are in the air.
Right. I was like, well, if it's going to be that kind of show, naturally, of course I do that. I do that when my family's here. I do it when my family's not here. It doesn't matter, but there is a limit to how many times a man can do it in a day. It's not the same for everybody. And I apologize if you've heard the Do It Indie Radio Hour show, because maybe you already know this. It was educational. It was clinical. It was a medical. One of the things is, in our society, everybody feels like they need to go to the doctor for every little thing, when sometimes all you need is a little bit of education, right? And I'm telling you, there is a number that you can calculate or look up on a chart.
It's like,
for how many times you can get off in a day.
It's like,
is a man.
It's like the BMI charts and stuff. You check your weight,
well, exactly.
Your weight, height, age, how much water you had. And
look, when I was a kid, every doctor's office had, you know, they all had the anatomy chart, like the skeletal diagram. Mm-hmm. And they all also had this chart hanging on the wall that said how tall you should be at which age and how much you should weigh. Mm-hmm. And I remember going in there as a kid, and like, depending on my age, like, I'd look up, here's where I should be, here's where I am. Ooh, I'm taller than most people my age. That's awesome. And ooh, I weigh more than people my age. That's not as awesome, but makes sense. Like, that chart was in the doctor's office. Well, now when I go to the doctor's office, there's another chart right next to it that says how many times a day you can beat off as a man. You look up your age and your general, like you said, how much water do you drink a day? How many alcoholic drinks? And what do you weigh? What's your body mass index? And you look it up on the chart, and it tells you there's a number. -2. It is. Mine is 2.
Oh, I thought you said -2. I'm like, there's a number. No. -2. So you take that number, no. Then you -2, and that okay.
No. No, I'm saying my number is 2. I looked it up. You can actually, you don't have to wait for your doctor's office. You don't have to go into the doctor and look at that chart. You can just go to Google, and now that it's online, you can look it up. You just go into Google, you put in your age, your weight. It's like when you want to convert cups to teaspoons or something. You know, you put in the number of cups, how many teaspoons. You can even ask Siri, Siri, how many times a day can I beat off? And Siri will go, I can help you with that. What is your age?
Oh, I thought like a hand a hand comes out of Siri. Whatever you do, though, don't go to WebMD, because you'll go to WebMD to find out how many times you can do it and find out you're dying. So just don't go to WebMD.
You have testicular cancer. Dang it. So anyway, that I wasn't expecting to talk about that. I didn't expect that our first thing would be about that. But anyway, we want to welcome Superfan James. Hey, Superfan James, say something funny.
Something funny.
Nice. Nice.
You always go with the classics.
And how are you doing today, Superfan?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. All right. Well, clearly thanks for listening. Tell a friend. Go to our website.
Clearly we've got our quota in, so... We're good.
Yeah. So today we're gonna switch things around a little. Superfan has to go to work tomorrow because that meat ain't gonna cut itself, right? The meat is not like some goth suicidal teenager. It's not gonna cut itself. So he does have to go in and provide a service, which is make it so that we all have those nice little cuts of meat that we like. And to respect that, we're going to switch things up a little bit this week. We're going to do headlines first, because one of the headlines has a particular interest with Superfan. And it harkens back to a couple of shows ago where we talked about Minecraft and the Minecraft server. Mm-hmm. It's called Autcraft. It's for the people with family members on the autism spectrum. And he's now had a chance to... check it out. So we're going to get an update on that. Plus, and I was going to say more importantly, but nothing could be more important than helping families cope with various life challenges. But it's not more anything. It's just something else. Okay? Don't pressure me into putting judgments on things. I just wanted to ask about the technology. Because my daughters, who, as far as I know, they're not on the autism spectrum, but they are on the drama spectrum, and they're on the like-to-play-video-games spectrum. So I did have some questions about Minecraft. Once in a while, they're on the, you're lucky I don't hit my kids like they used to back in the 60s and 70s spectrum. So anyway, let's get to headlines. This one is from Extreme Tech. Minecraft's new 4K textures don't even look like Minecraft. Now, I'm not a tech expert, and I'm also not a marketing expert. But to my knowledge, when you make an update, if it doesn't look like your product, you might have trouble. It's like, I can't find Minecraft anymore. Oh, it doesn't look like Minecraft. Well, how am I supposed to find it? Anyway, what is the 4K textures? What does that mean when we say 4K textures?
What they're saying is that Minecraft was so low def that now that they have texture packs that are stretching the all the textures to such a ultra high definition view that it's taking. They think it's just doesn't look like the same game anymore.
But wasn't one of the beauties of Minecraft is something that I thought was a drawback, but as I discovered, it's one of the things that's attractive about it is the chunky, blocky nature of it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So are they doing away with that?
No, yeah. It's just an option. Some people really enjoyed like the clunkiness. Other players and people wanted a better looking Minecraft, and modders have offered texture packs for like high resolution and stuff like that, but this will be an official update from Microsoft and Mojang.
Does Microsoft own Mojang now?
Yes, they bought them for
Microsoft. God, I'm amazed at how much knowledge you have at your fingertips. I just didn't realize Microsoft owned Mojang. But that makes a lot of sense because hasn't Microsoft announced the headline I saw was something like, this will change everything.
Yeah, I was expecting you to pull that headline out. They bought them for $2.5 billion.
That's a lot of money. So the headline I'm referring to says, ooh, look, popular MMOs. See, I get distracted pretty easily. We're making Paul's job harder, by the way. Okay. Listen to me. Minecraft is getting an update that will change everything. It's unprecedented in the gaming world. So I read about half the article and then I started to get lost. Best I can tell, they're consolidating versions so that regardless of which platform you're playing on, you're playing the same version.
Right.
And I don't know if this was true. You can tell me if you can go from one. I'm playing on my PC and then I have to go to the bathroom. And so I bring up my phone. Can I play in the same world that I was just playing on my PC?
I still think the PC and all other versions are going to be separated because the PC version of Minecraft is going to be called the Java Edition, and all the other versions are going to be called Minecraft. And so I don't think there's going to be cross-platform between PC and everything else until they consolidate the PC to the new language that they've chosen. But you could be playing on your Nintendo Switch or one of your consoles, save the game, close the game. You're gonna be able to send your save to the cloud, where then like on your other devices like your iPhone, your Android, you can then download it to the device and then be able to play on the map that you were on.
So is that a yes?
It's a no that you're not going to be able to be playing on your PC and switch to your mobile phone, but you will be able to switch from your consoles to your mobile phone and back and forth.
So this is a console-specific upgrade, not a PC. It has nothing to do with the PC?
Actually, yes. There is a there's a Windows 10. Windows 10 comes with an app store where you can get the mobile version, I believe it is, for the Windows, for your PC, but it's not going to be the Java version. Because the Java version is the most up-to-date. These features that you see coming to the consoles and the mobile phones have been features that have been well-tested on the Java version that most PC most players are on.
So let me simplify my question a little bit. My daughters love playing Minecraft.
Right.
And there are a couple of things that are kind of that they would love to do and they can't. They can do it, but it's really clunky. One is they love being in the same world so that they can see each other, they can look at what each other's building. So one will be on a phone, one will be on a Kindle, one will be on a Or one will be on a PC and the other one will be on a Mac, then they can't do it. So they have to be like, both of them have to be on a phone or both of them have to be on a Kindle. And somehow, if they're on the same Wi-Fi network, they're able to get in each other's world. They love doing that. But it always requires me intervening somehow, and I have no idea what I'm doing. It's gotten to the point where Simone will go, "Daddy, can you help us?" And Elizabeth will go, "He doesn't know what he's doing. Don't ask him." So that's one thing. The other thing is, like, they'll ask me for my phone, and I'll go, "No, you can't have my phone." "Well, but I was in the middle of a game, and I want to play. I want to finish what I was building in that world." And I'm like, "Well, go play on your Kindle. That's why we got you these Kindles." "Well, but I started it on your phone. I can't go to my Kindle and do that." So I'm like thinking, if there was a way to save the world up to the cloud so that they could log in, and once they log in, and for crying out loud, Minecraft or Mojang or whoever the hell owns this business, every other freaking app in the world, I go to Google Docs and I start typing and I get interrupted. It, first of all, saves in real time. So as I'm typing, it's saving, right? And then I go to another device and log into Google Docs. And guess what? Everything I typed is there. So the technology isn't the problem, right? So it could be the problem, because if they had like multiple people developing for multiple platforms and those people weren't talking to each other, that could be a problem. But I thought this announcement was, hey, we're going to do an upgrade. And when we do the upgrade, we're going to make sure everybody can play on whatever device they're playing on. And it'll be like Google Docs or even Microsoft OneDrive, where it saved it to the cloud. And I'll get off my question box now, because I've been asking this question for about 10 minutes.
I love how you simplified your question.
Yeah, that was simplifying it.
Is that more clear and simple?
But yes, that's essentially what they're going to do, because all the different versions were running different languages so that they couldn't communicate together. Now, Windows 10, Android, iOS, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, all those versions are going to be running the same code base so that they all can play together. So when they release this update in fall, your daughters are going to be able to play together as long as they are on the Minecraft Bedrock engine, is what they're calling it, or the Bedrock update. They're not going to be able, I don't think they're going to be able to play together if one of them is playing the Java version, but if they are playing either the Windows 10, the Android, the iOS versions, any of those other versions, they should be able to play together. How saves are going to work, I'm not entirely certain. I know how Sony used to do it, where you would close the game and then you manually had to upload your save to the cloud and then re-download it to the next system, whether it be the PS4, the PS3, or the PS Vita. Whether it's going to be automatic, we won't know until the update comes out.
And when's it coming out?
I believe they said fall was when the update would be released.
All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate it. Hey, the last time we talked about Minecraft, and this is something that getting a little bit serious for a minute, is we talked about the special server for families that have someone on the autism spectrum. And I believe, if I understood you correctly, you've been whitelisted onto that server.
Yes.
And so now you have a little bit of experience. It was only a couple days ago, right? So obviously you haven't been playing it for weeks, but have you had a chance to play?
Yeah. I had a day off this week where my son was in school, my wife was away, so I was able to play for a couple hours on the server. It's been a very interesting experience. I was in the server for like 30 or so seconds, and someone messaged me and asked if I would like a tour. So I took a tour of their spawn area. And one of the first things I noticed was this cool board that says calm rooms, and they had buttons, calm room 1, 2, and number 3. Calm rooms are special places in the calm room. Chat is turned off. If you need to relax, calm down, go to a calm room. And if you right-click one of these buttons, you were taken to this special area. It says, welcome to the calming room. Here is quiet, no chat, just relaxing and calm. Feel free to stay until you feel calm again. To get back, type in /spawn. And it was this very nice garden setup with trees and fountain and stuff. There was a nice, dark rooms. That was very important that I noticed. I realized that there was rooms where you could go and it was dark. There was no flashing lights. It was a quiet room. There were signs on the wall for that you could go up to, and I believe if you right click them, they would open either a web page or it would give you guidance on how to general guidelines, how to talk to admins when muted, telling when someone does something wrong, also include examples, how to get out.
So when you
who to talk to, how to respond to people when they're trying to help. It's a guideline, kind of helping these kids who go here, kind of guiding them and trying to teach them how to respond to people trying to help.
Does that translate into real life too? I mean, does it line up?
I would imagine imagine the things that you that like these guidelines and stuff could be taught to how to react to people when talking in from person to person.
For example, what's one of the how to respond to people when they try to help? What is the guideline?
It's just signs that with general topics, and I believe if you I didn't actually right click on them. I only just took these screenshots.
Is that because you thought I know how to respond to people when they offer help?
Yeah, I did this when waiting for you guys to get ready, so I didn't have a whole lot of time. Because I realized after I was going through the screenshots, I was like, I don't know what these chat calm room buttons actually do besides turn chat off.
One of the things that I was thinking is you reminded me of back in my earlier days of Yahoo chat rooms. And
oh, Lord.
And you know how you went into the server, you spawned into the server or whatever, and within 30 seconds, you had tons of people offered to give you a tour and all that stuff. Back in the days of Yahoo chat rooms, all you had to do was pick a girl's name, and you'd go into one of the chat rooms. It didn't even take 30 seconds, and it was way more than four people would be offering to keep you company that evening.
Yeah, I was old enough to remember those Yahoo chat rooms.
You know, the worst thing about that was after when I was married, my wife at the time and I, we played around in a couple of those chat rooms. And then, years passed and I got divorced and I'm like, oh, hey, I know what I'll do. They're gone now. It's like, really?
I know. Really? What are you supposed to do if you want to do that? Hey James, if you want to do that, where do you go now? Is it Snapgram or
InstaChat?
I think Paul would be the better one to ask because I'm married.
I was honestly hoping that he would. Well, in the name of research, how about you find out for us?
Yeah,
and then,
you are the tech correspondent, so
yeah, we'll I'll get one of my single friends to find out for you.
It's just weird that went away and nothing replaced it.
I'm sure something did. We just don't know what it is. I think it's Craigslist is one of the things that have replaced it.
To a point.
I think Craigslist is if you want to hook up, if you want to meet in live person, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you wanted. I mean, when you went there, that's what you wanted to do. It's just well, shit, I can't. So I'm just going to...
I mean, when I look at, if I try to find, nude pictures of Jennifer Lopez. Clearly, I'd like to do more than just look at pictures, right? So I'm not talking about what I'd like to do. That's why they call it fantasy. But if you just want to get into a chat room and like find somebody to chat with and do type about doing crazy things, where do you go?
I mean, do they even exist anymore?
Like chat room, the word chat room. Somebody Google chat room. Are there chat rooms?
Well, there's IRCs that I know about from when I was younger that are probably still around. I actually met my wife's best friend in a 3D...
I like where this is going.
Essentially, chat room.
Keep going.
Well, I met her best friend, and my best friend started dating her.
Keep going.
And he moved out here.
Then what?
And one day I was like, well, I was bored. Like, introduce me to someone to talk to. And she...
took a shower.
My wife's best friend introduced me to my wife. And we started talking. And eventually I came out here. And that's how we met. So... but we... I met her in one of those 3D chat rooms, essentially. It was what it was. You could meet people, like, and invite them to one-on-one chats. And you had specialized rooms that you could hang out in.
Steve's looking it up.
There's something called eChat. Chat with anyone you want about anything you want. Free. Meet new people who share the same interests as you. Make your own chat room with full control over it. Add a chat box to another website. All chat rooms run very fast and require no plugins. It was, is, and always will be free. All right, I'm going to get in here. Okay, what should my username be?
Big Dick Steve.
I was saying, in the interest of the show, if you don't do it, I will. I'll do it later after the show, and I'll have a report.
Well, I will, but we have to come up with a... I mean, Big Good Steve is not the best username. We have to come up with a good, creative...
the audience is like, who's Big Kid Steve?
Ronaldo.
Yeah, we've gone a far ways away from Minecraft.
I'm going to do Ronaldo 1945. There. Okay, I'm in. Should I do... lesbian lovelies or just teens?
I would not do just teens. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so has your son checked out the Autcraft server yet?
No. During the time that I was playing, he was in school, and I haven't had a chance to bring introduce him to it, and I wasn't exactly sure how I wanted to do that.
Have you met any other family members or something that you've chatted with or anything?
I've chatted with a few people. It was like, it was very interesting. Like after the show, after the tour, or near the end of the tour, they actually have a, if you look at one of the screenshots, they have a giant TARDIS from Doctor Who.
I saw.
And one of the very interesting things about the TARDIS was, my tour guide goes in, it's like, oh, let's go inside the TARDIS. I'm like, okay, so I watch his character go through the doorway and disappear. And then I go through the doorway and I hit a loading screen and I realize that I've been teleported from where I was to a private room. And after, like 2 seconds after that happened, I think, oh my God, that makes so much goddamn sense. Because the TARDIS is a finite space, yeah, on the server, so when you go into the TARDIS, you go into a much larger room than what the TARDIS on the map would encompass. So it's larger on the inside.
Yeah, so they put a portal or whatever on the... I wondered if they did that.
Yeah, when
you guys lost me. I don't... I hope our listeners understand. I don't.
One of the things about the TARDIS is it's the size of a phone booth, but when you go inside, it's as big as the doctor needs it to be. So it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Yeah.
All right, so what did Minecraft do to simulate that?
When you go through the doors of the TARDIS, you get your character gets moved from inside the TARDIS to a separate map where it's you're in a room that is much larger than what the TARDIS should be.
Got it. So you are actually inside the TARDIS, but they're simulating you. They're simulating it by putting you in a giant room.
And in the giant room, where I have a screenshot of it, all the little heads that you see on the screen are all people. Like, some of them are admins, some of them are just moderators, some of them are senior helpers, junior helpers. These are all, like, active community heads, like, figures in the community. And, like, this is how big...
Is this the inside of the TARDIS?
Yeah.
And all those little heads that you see on this, like I said, are just... represent each individual person who is either an admin, a moderator, or like a senior helper or a junior helper. Not really sure what those are, to be honest.
Did you put a picture of the outside of the TARDIS?
Yes, I did.
It's a big blue phone booth.
Oh, is this it?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice job, man. Good work.
I wish I did that, but that just was something that...
I thought you were going to say that you ended up in a private room in the... The tour guide started hitting on you. Like, I have a question. I can't believe I didn't think of this sooner. So you're going into this server and you're in this world or whatever, and there are other people that you're able to interact with and they can show you stuff. How does that... Can I make a server for my daughters? Are there public servers where you can go in and do this?
You can... You can, like, on your desktop right now, you could run a program. When you install Minecraft, it gives you everything that you need to do to run a server. I don't know the exact details. I haven't done it myself.
So forget me wanting to run one or build one or whatever. How do I put them both in a server where they're in the same world together?
Well, you can, if you have, for PC, for the Java edition, I think you run a command in the command prompt to start a server, and it runs a server, and you can connect. But for, like, mobile, I know for, like, consoles, it was when you created a new world.
Let's back, hold on, sorry. I'm going to seriously try to simplify my question this time. So you found this Autcraft server, right?
Yeah.
And you are now able to go in there.
Yep.
How did you do that?
There's an option on when you load up Minecraft for multiplayer, and I hit add server, and I put in the server address, which was like mc.autcraft.com.
Okay.
And connect.
Okay. Are there servers, not for people with autism, but just people who want to play on a server together, that somebody has built that you can, if you have the address, you can do that?
Yes.
Where do you find those?
Google.
you'll really like.
We had the dad's club meeting last night, and one of the guys has young daughters, as do I, and he was talking with another dad about what they're doing, what they like to do and stuff, and she likes to dance, and the other dad asked, you know, does she do gymnastics? And he's like, she did? And he goes, but I don't know, in front of all those people. And the other dad goes, you mean she's shy? She doesn't want to get in front of people? He's like, no, she's fine getting in front of people. I really don't. It's the dad. I mean, I'm weird about it. And we're looking at him like, what are you talking about? And he finally just goes, those outfits are so small that they wear. And I'm sorry, as a dad, I just can't watch my 6-year-old daughter get up there. And I was cracking up. And then he goes, that's one embarrassing thing. Here's another one. He said, they'll mess around. And you got to know, this guy, he's African-American, and he's very hip-hop, right? Which is cool. That's awesome. I like hip-hop guys, right? But that adds to the story, you know, just the way he's telling it. And he's just going, he's like, so my daughter and I, we mess around, you know, we like, you know, fake boxing and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to take my fist and I'm going to punch you and this and that. And the daughter's like, yeah, I'm going to take my fist and I'm going to fist you with it. I'm going to fist daddy. And she's just like, he's like, no. So he's like, we're in line at Walmart. And he's like, there's people everywhere. And I just, like, I'm messing with her, like, you know, punch her in the arm. And she goes, daddy, stop fisting me. Daddy, you're always fisting me. Would you stop it? And everybody, he looks around and everybody's looking. He's like, no, you don't get, you have to understand. Oh my God. No, do not fist daddy. That's not cool.
That's funny.
Welcome back to the Don't Panic radio show, where we're talking about putting our fingers in people's holes and fisting. And if you thought that was sexual, shame on you, because it's not. This next one is from the Venture Beat, which I'd never heard of, but it shows up on Google News, so we'll go with it.
Well, before you get into that, though, that last headline interpretation was pretty damn responsible. Mm. So let's get focused here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
VentureBeat. Atari CEO confirms the company is working on a new game console.
I had no idea Atari even had CEOs anymore. I didn't know they needed them.
Dude, that's exactly what I thought when I read that. I was like, Atari's still a company? And if they're not making game consoles, what are they making?
They could be owned by like a parent company that just holds the rights to the Atari name. And they might have shifted employees under to that name.
See, that makes sense. Like all of the old, what are some Atari games? Pong, Breakout.
Well, they're considered an arcade game company, so they easily could have been making money just simply from making arcade games for, you know, casinos, regular arcades, because those are actually still really popular. Like, they could be the ones that are supplying Chuck E. Cheese with their arcade games.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm just saying. They're considered an arcade company.
This is why we have him on the show.
No kidding, man. That's why I picked this headline. I was like, I need somebody who knows what the hell they're talking about to explain it. And
what would you have done had he not been able to stick around for after the break? You got separate headlines?
Well, no, I think we would have done that headline, and you and I would be going on about how we didn't know Atari was actually a company. And we'd be like, what's that game console going to be like? Is it going to be like the ones we had when we were kids? Like, Samsung announces new vacuum tube TV. But you can't take 35 years off and then come back and expect to like beat the Nintendo Switch.
There's a really good documentary on the history, the rise and fall of Atari. And it's amazing they got anything done at all, because they were all a bunch of like uber nerds who basically smoked a lot of weed in the office and, you know, partied all the time. But somehow they managed to make these. Some of these video games they put together, it would take them like 6-8 months to put a video game together. And from start to finish, including all the artwork, all the graphics and everything. But when they got the green light to do the E.T. game, which is like widely believed to be the game that destroyed Atari, the guy that did it, he had like 6 weeks. So there was all kinds of problems with it. But it's amazing that they actually got anything accomplished.
Bunch of guys sitting around an office, like a bunch of tech nerds sitting around an office smoking weed. Didn't you just describe the late 90s .com Silicon Valley culture?
Yeah.
Sounds like pets.com.
And look what happened to that.
Well, so Atari. So you said the rise and fall of Atari, but apparently they're still a company. So the rise, the fall, and the re-rise. Like, so they had this refractory period that lasted some number of decades, and now they're they're like,
here we go.
They're like the 47-year-old man who went to the Atari went to the doctor's office. They're like, let's see, we're 47. Atari has a body mass index of 17. Our refractory period should last no more than 26 years. All right. Well, it's about time for another game console. Is that what you're talking about?
Are you getting enough fluids? Are you drinking enough water?
All right. This next one is from the LA Times. Amazon shakes up the grocery business with its $13.7 billion deal to buy Whole Foods.
I actually just saw that on TV today. That they bought them.
So you're gonna have a little trouble being irresponsible with this one, aren't you?
Well, I not really, because that's all I read. I just saw it was at the bank, so I didn't. There was no like sounds or anything. It was just subtitles.
Okay.
And the headline was Amazon buys Whole Foods for X amount of money. And I was like, oh wow, that's really interesting.
Hey Alexa, I would like an organic avocado. Sorry, Steve, I can't do that. Does that mean Amazon's going to start charging like 3 times?
I mean, Amazon Grocery was a thing, I believe. So
Pantry? Amazon Pantry?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, if you think about that, okay, so Amazon started out, Steve Bezos wanted to start an internet company. He wanted a web company that delivered a product, that sold a product. That's where he started. He said, I want a company. I'm going, you know, this is before anybody was really successful at all selling anything on the internet. So he said, I want to sell something on the internet, which means people are going to have to know that what they get is decent, is good. They know what they're going to get, because if they're going to pay money without being able to see it, touch it, feel it ahead of time, then it has to be something that is the same no matter what. And that's how he stumbled on books. Like, he looked at a bunch of different products that he could sell. But if you think about a book, it's like, well, I mean, the book is the book, right? You're going to get the book. And he also was looking at, what's a product I can sell where I can do something better than existing bookstores can do? And he said, a bookstore can only sell the books they have in stock. yes, you can always go into your books, your favorite bookstore. Oh, we'll order that for you, you know. And but that's not, a bookstore is not there so that you can go in and order stuff. He could have infinite inventory, right? He could sell every book that's available, where your local, even chain bookstores, Barnes & Noble, can't do that, right? So that's how he started. He picked the optimal product. So, but the reason I told that is he didn't start the company because he said, oh, I think I want to have a bookstore, but it's going to be online. No, he knew. So the fact that they're selling everything under the sun on Amazon is not surprising to me, because he's not a bookstore. He never started it to be a bookstore. And then when they started doing the digital stuff, it made sense to me because, well, you know, these physical products are starting to go away. Books, DVDs, VHSs, those are going away. So you have to go digital. I'm not sure on the face of it that I get why they would buy Whole Foods. Because there's already a Whole Foods. Part of the experience of Whole Foods is going to the store and seeing the produce and seeing the organic, what you has it. Why are they buying Whole Foods? I don't understand it.
Well, Whole Foods is a very limited, I think their reach is very limited. There's not a whole lot of, there's not many Whole Foods stores in areas. And so they're already selling, they already have the logistics to handle delivering food. And so I think that people who are willing to shop at Whole Foods will probably be just as willing to buy Whole Foods online.
So the, when you say they have the logistics to deliver food, you're talking about Amazon?
Yes, because they have Amazon Pantry. So they're already used, they already know, they have the kinks worked out for how to deliver food. So purchasing a big food company like Whole Foods is, could be considered a smart move, because they already have experience in that industry, and now they are off, going to also offer a very, very limited type, not very limited line of products.
So what I think I'm hearing from you, or maybe I'm extrapolating, Amazon's business is all about being able to get on the web, order what you want, and have it delivered to your home.
Right.
That's their business. And they want to do food. They tried to do food on their own. They're seeing the trend toward, I mean, they could have bought Kroger, but Kroger is probably $700 billion because they're a very successful company. Maybe their play is, we better start competing with Walmart and Kroger. We got Walmart. We can compete with them because we sell everything they do. But we can't compete with Kroger because we can do Amazon Pantry, but what we got warehouses. How are we going to get food to people from warehouses, right? So maybe the play they're making is, we buy Whole Foods, we can do the food delivery thing. But, you know, the part that they've been working on, but the kinks aren't quite worked out yet, is the same day delivery, which you would almost have to do with like a Whole Foods thing. It works, but what they're doing is it's like an Uber kind of service where they have a bunch of people that sign up to be a delivery person. And then like, if I order something and I want it delivered in an hour, one of these Uber type delivery people gets a notice from Amazon that says, hey, go here to pick this thing up and deliver it here. So maybe that network is sort of maturing. And the mechanism would be, I order a head of cabbage. One of these delivery people gets a notice that says, here's the closest Whole Foods to the person that ordered it, and you're the closest person available. Go get this head of cabbage. I don't know.
I mean, that's something that could very well, that they could do. I imagine that they're just like Amazon Pantry, it's going to be, the products that they offer are going to have a shelf life. They're not going to be, they can't be perishable.
Think of the the limitless potential for penthouse forum letters with this service now.
Yeah.
Do they still do those? God.
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe online. Maybe they have an online thing.
I go to literotica.com.
Oh, God.
and that's all. That's a user-submitted erotic fiction site.
Yeah.
And you can find...
I'm familiar.
You are familiar? You can find anything yeah. you want, man.
Why Whatever are you guys you been holding out? Why am I not familiar with this? I thought we were friends.
Literotica.com, man. Just go. Go there. Don't wait. Go now. Last headline. I just found this one randomly on Google News. I don't know what media organization it is, but Carrie Fisher died of sleep apnea and used drugs. So I'm like, I've been telling people forever. When you get drugs, I know, like I'm a big believer in used cars, used lots
used
of
different, books. Used, yeah.
But drugs, just get the new shit, man. It's not that much more expensive. And now here's Carrie Fisher. Who knows how much the sleep apnea contributed and how much the used drugs contributed. But, oh my God, maybe if she didn't buy the used drugs and she just got new, Princess Leia might still be with us.
I love how we did practically a whole episode about how devastated we were. And now, now here we are. She wouldn't use drugs.
Time plus difference. That's time right. plus distance.
Minus two.
Humor. Humor equals time plus distance. That's tragedy plus, yeah, whatever. I forget the formula.
Yeah.
But tragedy plus time times yeah. distance equals humor. And it has been a while, let's face it. How yeah. long has it been? 6 years?
It's at least half a year by now.
4 months.
Right?
Yeah.
And they've already filmed what they need for the next few Star Wars. So it's not like it's a personal impact to our lives. Nah, so
it just caught me off guard. It was funny.
Plus, it's a cautionary tale, kids. Get yeah. the new shit. Don't get the used drugs.
Oh, that's funny. This has been bugging me, though, ever since we talked about Amazon. Amazon used to own a brick-and-mortar store. And I cannot... for the life of me think of what the store was. I believe it was a like bookstore like Barnes & Noble.
I think you're right.
And I cannot for the life of me think.
They buy Borders and then
Borders, that's what it was. I knew it started with a B. I felt like
Amazon yeah. bought Borders? I just thought Borders went out of business. Period.
No, they Amazon, I'm pretty sure Amazon owned Borders. And eventually they just closed them down.
Change the channel, Marge!
Hey, happy Flag Day. That was a few days ago,
yes,
guys.
It was.
I mean, the flag to me, and I just want to say a few words about the flag because we just had Flag Day and everything. The flag to me represents an ideal, right? I mean, a few men got together in the late... 16th century. Wait, 16th century? No, the late 18th century. Thank you. Thanks for that correction. A few men got together in the late 18th century and decided that they were tired of a king being able to tell them how they could express themselves, how they could, what they could say, what they could do. And so they decided, let's form our own more perfect union. Let's write a constitution. Let's put a First Amendment in that says I can express myself however I want and the government can't do anything about it. And let's start a country with its own flag. And that flag will accompany every soldier, whoever fights for that ideal of freedom and liberty. And these soldiers will carry this flag into battle and it will symbolize the fact that our government can't tell us what to say or do. And that's why we have to have laws that keep people from desecrating the flag because of what it represents. Right? I mean, that's why we have Flag Day, because we have this beautiful symbol of freedom and liberty and the beauty of expressing yourself. So we can't just let people burn it and stomp on it and stuff. There should be laws against that.
Who's with me?
Who's with me? Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
The Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor.
He's on a roll.
Shut up, he's on a roll.
All right. Is that a show? Do we have a show?
I was going to say, I was expecting you to like just keep ranting, and then just segue slowly into Hallelujah again.
That's why we have a flag that allows us to sing the national anthem at baseball games and love each other. And I say the next time we see somebody burning our flag, we should hang them from the highest tree. That's a weird statement. Hang from the highest tree, because if you're being hanged, it really doesn't matter how high the tree is. As long as your feet can't touch the ground, I mean, that's
that limb's only got to be a little bit taller than you.
Exactly. So that's all I have to say about that.
I think you said enough.
So does anyone else have anything else they want to add? All right, did you get to cover everything you wanted to cover, Superfan?
The only thing I didn't really say about that, I was this has been the Autcraft thing has been going on since 2015, if not a little bit earlier, because they have actually formed a mini convention for it called AutCon, which they first held in Australia in 2015. Then in 2016, they had it in Liverpool, England, and they are planning to do another one in 2017. We're not really sure where. I think they're thinking Atlanta, Georgia. I've seen things about that.
Hmm. We should go. We should go and report live. All right. Well, sounds like we're just about ready to wrap up. We didn't have a Facebook question of the week because we had so much interesting stuff to talk about.
Right.
Hey, everybody. Why don't you go on over to don'tpanicradioshow.com. That's panic with a C. And, tell a friend, share. Thank you for joining the Facebook group, Friends of James. we went from 11 members to 51 in like an hour. And I start going through and I'm going, I don't know who any of these people are. And then Paul sends me a message. He's like, I think they're James's friends. I was like, oh, God bless Superfan James. And so having you on the show is in part because we like you, but also because you're able to get your friends to join our Facebook group. And we wanted to give your friends something in return, which is the sound of your voice.
I will have to warn you, I know you've been butting heads with Facebook's algorithms and page uses. I think that Amazon actually kind of tries helping pages in a certain way, in some ways. Because I think when you invite someone to Facebook, like at a page or a group like that, when you send them an invite, it automatically adds them to that group. It's automatically accepted. They don't actually have to accept it themselves. So I have to warn you that those numbers may fall when people, who didn't actually accept it, start unfollowing the group.
Well, Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. So we had Buzzkill James. We're going from Superfan James to Buzzkill James. So for BKJ.
Buzzkill James sounds like a guitar player from like a blues band.
It's a combination of blues and rockabilly. And he plays the bass, the stand up bass.
That's right.
And on, all right, over there on the microphone, we have the boss, Paul Schultz.
And he's got,
right on the drums.
He's got the cigarette in the strings.
Yeah, he's got the cigarette in the strings. And over here on the stand-up bass, we have Buzzkill.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby.
Keep going. Is you is or is you ain't my baby. Said is you is or is you ain't my baby. Cause if you're my baby, ain't my baby true. Doom, 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 doom. Hallelujah. Doom, doom, doom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doom, doom, doom. Hallelujah. Doom, 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 yeah. This has been the Don't Panic Radio Show. For Paul Schultz, Superfan Buzzkill James, I'm Steve Benson. And nothing you just heard was.
Always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done. Creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Still.